Update on the injury report. Hronis Grosu, neck, did not participate. Bruce Gaston, illness, did not participate. Shane McClellan, knee, did not participate. Jermon Bushrod, shoulder, limited. Patrick Omame, ankle, limited. Matt Slauson, knee, shoulder, limited. And Antrell Roll, ankle, limited. Any questions?
John, with Hronis out, is Slauson the next man up in center?
Yeah, well, I won't get into our lineup changes. You know, we'll try to get our best five out there versus Minnesota.
John, did Hronis suffer the injury in practice yesterday? Is that something that came off the bye week?
As I mentioned yesterday, yeah, he tweaked it yesterday.
Okay.
John, when you look at the Vikings linebacking core, what do you think of that unit as a whole, and what leaves an impression on them?
You know, I think you go back to even Greenway. I think, you know, he's probably the most senior of those. You know, they've got a young guy starting inside that I think did not start the season there, but a good athlete, again, a high pick. You know, they're just athletic, you know, but really at all three spots.
What can you tell us about Barrett Jones? And is he ready if he needs to be?
You know, right now he's on a practice squad.
Right.
Yeah. Ready for what?
I mean, if you need to call him up and play him.
Yeah, I mean, we do that all the time.
Well, you might work with, we're talking about Jim Bob Cooter, which is another team, but you worked with him in
Denver.
Denver. Thoughts about him taking it?
I think, you know, it's a good opportunity for him. I think, you know, he's an outstanding coach. You know, he's a good young football mind, in my opinion. You know, he's a guy that, you know, in the evaluation and acquiring a staff here that I considered, and so I'm sure he'll do a fine job.
Now, they just published a book about biography of Junior Seau. I knew you coached him for 1 year. Can you just give me your thoughts on what he was to work with as a player, both for and against?
Yeah, I think, you know, was with him. You know, he played on our team in San Diego. Outstanding person, you know, outstanding individual, great player, very I don't know, very enthusiastic, played hard a lot, practiced hard, you know, a true professional.
Anything else for Coach?
What have your impressions been of Amos so far, Adrian?
Yeah, I think he's done a real good job. I think he gets better every week, like, you know, most young players, and kind of our expectations of him. So I think, you know, it's not been too big for him. I think he's he studies the game hard, and he's got good skill set to play in this league. And I just, you know, he gets better every week.
John, when you guys did the self-scout, did anything stick out about Jay that didn't strike you the first time around or anything?
You know, I think his production on third down, on a positive note, I think, you know, that was the biggest positive I saw that, I think, compared to what he's done in the past, I think was pretty good.
What's the key to being good at that?
Well, yeah, he'll throw it pretty good. I think it's obvious. It's an obvious pass situation. Not too many mysteries for the defense about what's about to happen. And, you know, considering all the things we've gone through in offensive line and the receiving core, I thought that was pretty impressive.
How big is it for him to have a healthy receiving core finally?
You know, I mean, you guys are listed as starters for reasons, you know, and when they're out, you know, not that the other guys can't function, but, you know, I think, again, you know, having the starters out there is beneficial.